Chestnut now leading by 2.5 dogs over Kobayashi. Chestnut going for the championship 3 years in a row.
All right, you recognize that. Yeah, right. It's play-by-play, passionate and enthusiastic descriptions of seasoned athletes going head-to-head in tough competition and the excitement of the fans.
What's the sport?
In this case, the athletes are actually eaters, and the ball, if you can call it that, is a hot dog.
Dog eater.
This is the Kentucky Derby of competitive eating events. This is the World Cup of gastronomy.
Well,
the Super Bowl of Epicureanism.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It is the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and it's been held every 4th of July since 1916. So what is it about competitive eating? We have the answer to that from brothers George Shea and Richard Shea. They are the co-founders of the International Federation of Competitive Eating, the chairman and president of Major League Eating. And before we get into the details of this Coney Island event, George and Richard, can I just ask you, competitive eating, why?
Rich, are you there?
I am, yeah. I mean, I think it's a skill that's inherent to man, and it's a sport that's as inherent to us as running and jumping, both things that are in the Olympics. And while the Olympics doesn't have us, Coney Island will and ESPN will. So,
do you feel that the Olympics should have a competitive eating event?
I mean, we always have. I know George has lobbied the IOC.
Really?
Yes, we reached out to, on many occasions actually, to Jacques Rogge, head of the IOC, with it's a little bit of a snub, no response. But for me, and what I tried to explain to him is that when you watch these eaters eat, you get a glimpse of the human condition, and you're able to witness live the triumph of the human spirit, and I think that's what compels the fans.
Is it really triumph that we're witnessing? I'm witnessing indigestion, I feel like. Is this not dangerous?
Well, if they get indigestion, there's plenty of Pepto on hand, but as far as danger, we always have EMTs in place, and in fact, when we founded the Federation, started the league, we had a mission in which we stick to today, which is to advance the sport safely and maintain its integrity.
Is Pepto the Gatorade of competitive eating?
You could say that. You know, if anyone overdoes it on a 4th of July barbecue, Pepto shouldn't be far away. So these guys have been using it for years. Yeah.
I'd love to see someone get a bucket of
I was just thinking of Pepto dumped on their heads. But Richard,
I'd watch that.
I am amazed. You know, our producer Jay has been educating all of us about competitive eating. He's a true fan. Your league alone does 80 competitions just in the U.S. and more internationally.
Yeah,
right?
In fact, every year we grow and we're seeing we do actually just shy of, I think we'll hit north of 90 this year domestically, and we have been down to Australia. We did three different cities in Australia with 7-Eleven earlier this year. We've been over to Singapore a couple times and up to Canada. So global expansion is what we're looking at.
Okay, so what makes the Coney Island hot dog eating contest the big one? Why is winning the mustard belt the equivalent of winning your
Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's held on the 4th of July. It's a tradition as almost as old as a time, and it's honored by our nation. So when you're out there on the 4th of July, you're representing the United States of America. Even, you know, and you're looking for those bragging rights. It's like a patriotic litmus test. And so the folks from other nations come over here and they're saying, I'm going to beat them on their day in their location, which of course is Nathan's and Coney Island. And so it creates an enormous and very passionate competition out there. So, you know, look, it wraps tradition and sports together, and it's a very powerful combination.
All right. Well, the Shea brothers, I have to ask you, there is drama this year at the hot dog eating contest because Takeru Kobayashi is not competing. He is a six-time champion within the past decade. Why are we not seeing this incredible eater, these powerful jaws? Why will they not be appearing on the 4th of July?
Takeru Kobayashi has basically said he doesn't want to be part of the league, and so we are a league, and every man and woman on that stage and at that table is part of the league, just like every player in the Super Bowl is part of the NFL. So we've long stated we'd love to have him.
He wants to eat without joining.
Yeah, and it's an unusual kind of concept. Tom Brady wouldn't say, let me into the Super Bowl, but I want nothing to do with the NFL. I'm going my own way. You know, the NFL would say, do what you like, but you have to be part of the league if you're going to the Super Bowl. And, we wish him great luck as he sort of retires from what is essentially professional eating and moves on to whatever endeavors he's going to do. He was a great eater. He ushered in the modern era of eating in 2001 by consuming 50 hot dogs and buns out at Nathan's. And, you know, he held that title. He held possession of the mustard belt for 6 full years, and it's an enormous accomplishment. The irony, of course, is that the modern era that he helped usher in overtook him. And Joey Chestnut, who was really, you know, like someone he almost mentored, has now beaten him 3 straight years, and in fact, only 4 weeks ago, beat him on his home turf in Singapore in a wonton eating contest, which has fueled a lot of speculation that there might be other motives for Kobayashi's departure. But for us, none of that matters because he was a great figure in our sport.
You know, I'm glad to learn we are in the modern era of eating.
Yeah.
There was a pre-modern era. What's the post-modern era of competitive eating going to look like? Thousands of dogs?
Before I let you guys go, I want to get both of you, George and Richard, I want to get both of you to predict how many hot dogs the winner of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest will consume.
Well, I would. This is Rich, and I would put the over-under at 71 this year.
George?
I'm going to say 70 even for Joey, but I'm looking at a real push from humble Bob Shout, who recently beat him 3 times in different competitions. I put Bob at 67.
And then how much Pepto does that take to counteract the 70s?
They follow the prescribed dose, but I think the vision with Pepto and the relationship that they have is a lifelong relationship.
George and Richard Shea, co-founders of the International Federation of Competitive Eating, chairman of Major League Eating, the July 4th brings us the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.